As presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain count the days until the end of their campaigns and throw the final verbal punches at each other, Youth Radio's Erin Belier sees a similar phenomenon at her small high school in Denver, Colorado. Her classmates won't be able to cast votes this election, but these students, who live in a hotly contested state right now, are having some heated encounters.
As I walk down the halls of my high school, I catch snippets of conversation. Jill left Anna, Lisa can't find her math binder, Jesse's parents just don't understand her. But then I hear something different. Two friends locked in verbal combat over McCain and Obama. At first they're debating foreign policy, but pretty soon they're making vague accusations like, "You only think that because you're one of those." Both my friends are agitated, sweaty, and have that darting wild look in their eyes. They appear deeply convinced that the other is dead wrong. Screaming matches and hallway posturing about the election are happening all the time at my tight-knit school. Students wear buttons, hats, and t-shirts. They even string yard signs around their necks. Believe me, I get why we're so into this election. It's one of the most polarizing our country has seen thus far, and for good reason. There is a lot at stake, including the economic crisis, which has kids my age seriously stressed out about how we'll ever pay for college or someday actually land a job. But my teacher says maybe there's an upside. He told me the other day that all the political and economic turmoil we're facing might actually force the two parties to reassess their political values, and that's a good thing. He says maybe it's an opportunity to revitalize our country, but I'm not so sure about that. If people my age are this divided over the election, I worry about the unity of our nation. When we stake out such strong positions at a young age, we're not getting a lot of practice coming up with real solutions. To me, school really isn't the place for political showdowns. Especially when some of the arguments are based off nothing more than a handful of Saturday Night Live skits. Subjects like gay marriage and abortion seem to bring on the nastiest exchanges. Either you're a baby killer, or a religious fanatic who condones rape and incest. With many of us so headstrong and brimming with parent-instilled biases, I don't see a lot of room for open dialogue, let alone revitalization. So how'd my friends in the hallway resolve their dispute? With false smiles and the pithy, "let's agree to disagree" headwag. This succinct and unfinished end seems to perfectly sum up the nature of the growing partition in my school and in our country, one in which everyone is just arming for the next fight. For NPR News, I'm Erin Belier.
Erin Belier attends high school in Denver, Colorado. Her essay was produced by Youth Radio. This is NPR News.